China cuts deal with Hilton to build hotel over bulldozed Uyghur mosque. By Gabrielle Reyes on June 23, 2021. The U.S.-based Hilton Hospitality Company is developing a hotel built on the site of an Uyghur mosque recently demolished by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, in China's western region of Xinjiang, Bitterwind reported on Wednesday. The mosque land was purchased at public auction by a local developer, who in turn signed a contract to develop there a Hampton Hotel, one of the brands owned by Hilton, Bitterwinter, an online religious liberty and human rights magazine, wrote on June 23. The magazine referenced a recent report by the UK's Telegraph newspaper, which revealed on June 12 that Chinese government authorities tore down Hilton's Yuling Mosque in recent years as part of a plan to replace the Islamic religious center with a commercial development, including a Hampton, which is brand of hotel brand owned by Hilton Worldwide Holdings Incorporated. According to the Telegraph, a local Xinjiang landowner purchased the land on which the hotel is being built at a public auction in 2019. A Chinese company called Huangpeng Hotel Management Company Limited signed a contract with the unidentified landowner in August 2020 to develop a Hampton Hotel. Bitterwinter reported on Wednesday. The Council on American Islamic Relations, CAIR, the largest Muslim human rights advocacy organization in the United States, and several others have asked Hilton Hotels to withdraw its participation in the business operation aimed at building a shopping center in Hilton, Xinjiang, at the site where the Yuling Mosque was demolished. A mosque site remains a sacred site for Muslims even after demolition, the magazine noted. CAIR has been declared a terrorist organization by the United Arab Emirates and was named by federal prosecutors as an unindicted co-conspirator in a Hamas funding operation. CAIR's National Deputy Director, Edward Ahmed Mitchell, wrote a letter to Hilton Worldwide Holdings Incorporated CEO Christopher Nassetta on June 15 in which he urged the Virginia-based multinational company to immediately cancel any plans to build a luxury Hilton hotel in Xinjiang's Hotan region in China, where a genocide of Uyghur Muslims is taking place. Mitchell referred to the Chinese government's persecution of Uyghurs, a Turkic-speaking, mainly Sunni Muslim ethnic minority group in Xinjiang. Foreign governments, including that of the U.S., along with a mounting list of human rights organizations, accuse communist authorities of attempting to commit a genocide of Uyghurs by forcefully detaining 1 to 3 million members of the ethnic group, along with other mainly Muslim ethnic minorities, such as Kazakhs and Kyrgyz people, in state-run detention camps in Xinjiang since about 2017. Survivors and former employees of the camps allege that they either suffered or witnessed slave labor conditions, mental and physical torture, sexual abuse and rape, forced sterilizations, and forced abortions at the camps. Hilton Worldwide Incorporated already operates a Hampton Hotel at Urumqi International Airport in the Zhuhai, Xinjiang, capital, Urumqi, the Hilton Urumqi in the city center, and a Conrad Hotel also in the city center that will open for business on August 31, Radio Free Asia reported on June 21.